good. I'm your host, Nadia Shamsuddin, and I have a very special guest with me this morning, the host of RBN's The American Awakening, Michael Herzog, who can be heard each weekday afternoon from 2 to 4 Central Time. Good morning, Michael.
Yes, and good morning to you, Nadia. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, I was going to say not a problem, but I'll tell you what. I do my show from 2 to 4 Central, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning out here, and I just rolled out of bed, so this ought to be fun today.
Well,
I haven't even had my first cup of coffee.
We'll get your gray matter stirring. We're going to be talking about the notion that people in the Middle East hate Americans because we're free, or at least that's what the U.S. government would like us to believe. And we're going to talk a bit about President Bush's Middle East trip. But first, I had a few headlines, and Michael, I'd love for you to comment on them. A couple of things, news on inflation. You know, we're going to begin to see more and more economic figures coming in the next few months from 2007. And the latest is about inflation. Higher costs for energy and food in 07 pushed inflation up by the largest amount in 17 years. And this morning it was reported that J.P. Morgan had quarterly profits that fell worse than expected, 24%, as the number three U.S. bank lost $1.3 billion on risky mortgages. And, Michael, I know you're a mortgage expert. And what is your prediction for what we're going to be seeing with foreclosures and this proposed bailout this year?
Well, I tell you, being a mortgage expert and doing refinances for several years, you know, they only teach you what they want you to know. But where I got my best education is listening to Bob Chapman on Tuesdays with John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. And, you know, the housing bubble, the hedge funds, the subprime mortgages, the Alt-A mortgages, some of the other packages that they've put together and sold off to unsuspecting people around the world, in the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars, derivatives. These people have bought a pig in a poke. They don't know what they've bought. And it's caused the banks around the world, as these nightmares surface with people not being able to pay their mortgages, it's caused the banks even to not trust one another. So I see, and I don't see, Bob Chapman sees, but I'm going to parrot what Bob Chapman says. I see disaster on the horizon with recession, which we're already in, and very, very likely going to slide into a depression along with the slide of the dollar.
Yeah, and you know, what I feel is that that depression is going to be somewhat unprecedented. It's not going to look like what we always heard about the 30s. It's going to be quite different. And, you know, you said unsuspecting people that got into this mess. It's amazing to me how people got into things, signed papers, and agreed to things that they really didn't understand. You know, the caveat that said, let the buyer beware. I guess a lot of people weren't aware of that bit of wisdom there. Well, a couple of things this morning I wanted to mention in the news about the Middle East. Did you hear about this yesterday, Michael? There was a car bomb in Beirut that killed three people. It was actually an embassy, a U.S. embassy vehicle. And I want to talk a little bit more about that and George Bush's trip. And then we'll get into the show when we come back. Stay tuned. Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
And right, mentioning a couple of things in the news, and one of them was a car bomb that exploded in Beirut near the U.S. embassy. And, you know, speaking of Bush's Middle East trip, he mentioned that he was encouraging the pro-West Fawad Senora government in Lebanon and encouraging the Syrians and the Iranians to stay out of politics in Lebanon. Good luck on that. Not going to happen. You know, they've, especially Syria, they've had their eye on Lebanon, because at one time Lebanon was, geographically, it was all part of Syria. And the area that was referred to as Lebanon was actually just a mountain. It was Mount Lebanon. So it's similar in terms of how European powers came in and sort of carved up the Middle East. And in this instance, it was the French, and just like the English came in and drew lines and decided where Iraq would be and where Jordan would be. And so the Middle East is a mess. It isn't going to be straightened out by any U.S. president. It's very complex. There are a lot of religious interests, especially in Lebanon. We have more than two dozen what we call religious confessions, being factions in Islam as well as Catholicism and Protestantism in Lebanon. But I wanted to mention something that the AP was reporting Bush having said when he was in Sharm el-Sheikh, which is a resort in Egypt, meeting with Hosni Mubarak. He said he's going to stay engaged in pulling Israelis and Palestinians toward a peace pact by the end of his term. So we're going to see a lot of pulling, but we're not going to see anything substantial at the end of all of this. What do you think about this recent shuttle diplomacy of Bush's?
Well, when you mentioned Bush says to them, stay out of politics, my first thought is, isn't it, this is the same guy that tells us they hate us because we're free. Who is this clown? I mean, what arrogance, what hubris to make a statement to tell them to stay out of politics when it is they're the ones that are most affected by all of this to begin with. And then to add insult to injury, you know, lipstick on the pig, if you will, he George Bush, the ultimate guru, is going to have a hand in solving the Israel-Palestinian conflict. I mean, what do you think of this, Nadia? Does this not border on, if not jump over the cliff of the ridiculous?
Well, it is ridiculous, and it's obvious that he's doing this as one last surge to try and finish up his term with something positive about the Middle East. And, you know, it's very similar to the Middle East Peace Conference that they had a couple of months ago in Maryland, which was Condoleezza Rice's idea.
You're talking about the Middle East Stall Conference, right?
Well, there you go. I tried to sound sarcastic, but I guess I didn't come across enough. But, you know, it's hard not to be a pessimist when you have been an observer for decades of the different players coming and going, some of the same dialogue. I always think of the all these proposed Middle East deals kind of like Mexican food. It's all made up of some of the same ingredients. It's just arranged in a different way and shoved on a plate in a different manner. But it's all the same thing. And, you know, we've lost a lot of credibility in the world. I had a friend that recently came back from London, and he said, you know, I was amazed. He's an American, and he said, I was amazed at how little they regard anything about what's going on in the United States. And at one time, we were the talk of any social gathering, what was going on in America, what the political scene was about. And people are jaded by all the hypocrisy. And you know, this notion that they want us to believe that Arabs hate us, Middle Easterners hate us because we're free, is a myth. It's just one of those lies that we've been fed. And, you know, I wanted to mention a couple of things, and speaking of mythology, wanted to just say a couple of things. I'm sure that our RBN listeners are savvy to this, but, you know, not all Arabs are Muslims, and not all Muslims are Arabs. In fact, the largest Muslim country in the world is Indonesia, and you have huge populations of Muslims in China, Russia, and throughout Africa. So even though Islam was born in Arabia, it is a growing world religion everywhere. And, you know, Islam is a relatively closed system of thinking, which is why there's so much repression. Say, for instance, in Saudi Arabia, it's a very legalistic approach to administering law and a very legalistic approach in living out your daily life. There are so many rules that must be followed. They have the five pillars of Islam, which include the fasting during Ramadan, which is moves around from year to year because they're on a lunar calendar. So that's not a fixed date every year. So you notice that it kind of moves up a little bit in the year each year. And if you are physically and financially able, you are commanded to make a trip to Mecca, and which is called the Hajj. And you are also to give alms to the poor, which is 2%, which is interesting, you know, because the Bible teaches that a tithe, which literally means a tenth, is 10%. But Muhammad thought 2% would do it. And but, you know, there's so many things that a, quote, good Muslim must do. And so many of them, especially in these more strict countries, live under a tremendous amount of fear, especially women. You know, during the revolution in Iran, the Ayatollah came back and pronounced Sharia law, women were stopped on the street and beaten because maybe a little tiny strand of hair was showing out from under their scarf. And in Saudi Arabia, you know, I mentioned this on the show a couple of days ago, there are 400,000 websites that the Saudi government monitors because they've already jailed a couple of bloggers for criticizing the government. And there's just a tremendous amount of policing that goes on in order to maintain this strict code of ethics and behavior among the people. But, you know, there is a lot of disenfranchisement of the youth. I don't know if you realize this, Michael, about the population in the Middle East, but it's about 50% young people. And they're facing poverty, lack of education, lack of employment opportunities, and that's sort of a breeding ground of dissension. So it's easy for radicals to recruit young men. And, yeah, so, you know, they want us to think that that we're hated because we're free, but in reality, it's a completely different worldview that they have, and it's based on the differences that we have in religion and the differences in the way our society functions. And the other thing I wanted to mention, there seems to be a lot of confusion about the languages in the Middle East, of Farsi and Arabic. The Arabs speak Arabic, obviously. Iranians speak Farsi. Now, Farsi uses the Arabic alphabet. They do have a few letters that are not included, little extra letters in their language. But it is an Indo-European language. It's non-Semitic. So they're a completely different race than the Arabs. So,
well, I knew, you know, the old saying is you learn something new every day. And I knew there was a reason I woke up this early. It's because I just learned something new. You know, and I've heard Arabic and I've heard, you know, the Farsi and you know, the languages over there. And I never knew that fact that you just gave me. I also never knew that there was, what, 50% you say of unemployment with the young Middle Eastern world as far as the young men? And
well,
yes,
it's the age group. It was actually the demographics of the age group. 50% of them are in between about 18 and 25 years old. Yeah.
Let me ask you a quick question. Are you aware that you have a caller on the line?
Yes, we're going to go to Buddy right now in Tennessee.
That was just a technical thing. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, go ahead.
That's fine. Thank you, Michael. Thanks for the reminder. Good morning, Buddy.
Yeah, I would like to tell you that I'm really interested in what you're sharing, and I agree with Mike on what he just said about Michael, what he said about learning a lot here. I think it's very important. Now, we don't get close to the phone very often, and we're kind of out of electricity and all that other good stuff. But I have a question. I'm going to get off the line because I don't want to break where you're at because it's so interesting. It was very difficult for me to call in and even ask this question, but we don't get access to the phone very often. And I apologize for the difference in the tempo here, but please, and you don't have to answer it. But one day on RBN, I heard, when we could hear you, that they were talking about, apologize again for this question, about people writing affidavits and sending them in on Ron Paul. And I would just hope that maybe Michael would carry it onto his program or you might address it just for a second. And I apologize again for bringing this topic up in the middle of where you're at now. If you would bear with me, I'll get off the phone because it's very interesting and informative what you're talking about. And I wouldn't want to miss any of that either.
Well, but wait a minute, buddy. Yes. Affidavits regarding what issue on Ron Paul?
Okay, when you vote, you send an affidavit. I voted for Ron Paul. You know.
Okay.
And to me, when I heard that, an affidavit uncontested within 30 days becomes fact on the record. And that's the only way Ron Paul is going to make it is if the Father in Heaven decides it.
And I agree. And, Buddy, I'd love to talk with you a couple more minutes. If you stay with us, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we're back. We were talking with Buddy in Tennessee before we went to break, and we wanted to finish up with him and let him finish explaining what he was talking about with the affidavits and Ron Paul. Buddy, are you with us still?
Yes, ma'am. And an affidavit can only be like 4 or 5 lines, and all it is, it's real simple. Basically, everybody says that they're not going to vote because it's a evils of two lesser. But I say this. There's for every Ron Paul person who votes, there's 100 that aren't voting because they're upset. Now, you go to the polls, you go ahead and you vote, and then you walk out, you got this little bitty four-line affidavit, I voted for Ron Paul on such and such a date, blah, blah, blah. So you sign it, and you send it to your head office. They get 50,000, 200,000, 3 or 4 million like that. What are they going to do? Because they really don't have the numbers. They're going to cheat just like they did in Florida with their computers, but the affidavit will nail their feet to the ground. Now, I realize this actually asks people to do something. And I realize...
So, are you saying this is an effort to offset fraud, voter fraud?
It's not an effort. If you could get the sheeple of the country to do that, it would offset it.
Let me insert something here, buddy, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
What do you think of Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton's win last night in Michigan?
Well, we don't have a TV, and the only radio we get is in the vehicle, and we starve to hear RBN. I mean, it's great. We pick places to go with the high price of gas just to hear you guys. We go out
and it's because of me, right, buddy?
Of course. But I really enjoy this lady here, too. She's doing a good job. Now,
she's great.
See, here's the problem. Hillary Clinton is a total abortionist, communist, anti... I mean, I can't say enough about the truth on those people. They're all the same. There is only one hope in if the Father gives us the grace. But if we don't stand forward, we deserve exactly everything we're getting.
Well, and I agree with you that this is a very strategic moment in America. I do believe that God is giving this country an opportunity to make a choice between good and evil, if you will. And, you know, I don't want to be a pessimist or negative, but frankly, I see them choosing not the path that's going to redeem America, but the path that's going to take us further down into a hole. And,
amen. I agree with you. That's why if we give it to them, then by all means, we deserve it. And if we stand up and, like, send affidavits in. By the way, in the Bible, everybody tells me there's not a chance. Did Nineveh have a chance?
Well, it did, and it's interesting you bring that up, because sometimes I've wondered if the last few years in America we've actually been living in a similar grace period that they experienced, which was about a 50-year period, that God reversed judgment for a season because Jonah went and preached the word. But who's to say that? That's just a theory.
Everybody says that Gideon, when they were going, they were crazy, first of all, for what they were doing. They passed a river up, and they were thirsty. Now they knew he was crazy, and a bunch of them left. The next river they passed up, they absolutely knew he was crazy. He didn't have a chance against all these people. The third river, the guys that looked ahead and were really good warriors, he sent them home. There were 300 of them walking around with a vase and a candle. You know, they thought he was crazy. They didn't have a chance. We're going to break this vase and we're going to beat these guys?
Well, it's a miracle, and that's what we need in this country. Well, buddy, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
We have another call holding.
I do apologize
no problem.
For holding you. I mean, changing the tempo, but, you know, it's very
that's
important.
Okay.
God,
listening. God bless.
I always do when I can. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Don. Are you with us?
There. Good morning.
How are you? Good morning. How are things in Oregon? You're up early.
I'm in Eastern Oregon. There's a distinction between the two.
Oh,
anyway,
well,
things are going good. My only real question this morning is, what in the name of our Creator is Mr. Michael Herzog doing up at 7:30 in the morning?
It's called my depth powers of persuasion, and so it's working. So he's on.
Not
see,
him.
That's
my right. hat Base. Is off to you, lady. My hat is off to you. Anyway, without filibustering the discussion on the floor, and without reentering on the tables, another thing, I wanted to make a point here because this is very important to those of us that are exercising our, quote, free will the way that we are.
Yes.
As distinguished from testimony, an affidavit is not subject to cross-examination is intended to be a complete self-contained document. All truth is subjective, and only each free will being possesses the right, duty, privilege, and capacity to state that affiant's own truth in accordance with the unique nature, perspectives, and priorities of the affiant. No one has either the authority or the ability to state the truth of an other. Now, there seems to be a great deal of wasted psychic energy on this whole debacle that's going on right now, and my personal belief is that, and Michael Herzog knows this very well, that the sooner we can regain a certain element of our dynamic, which is could be defined as a sovereign status, and I do believe I heard him yesterday say that he may expound upon that somewhat today.
My whole show's on your stuff today, Don.
At any rate, I think that...
Well, Don, we're going to go to a break. I want to hear more from you, but if you can hang on, we'll be right back in just a moment.
Oh...
Hang on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to the show. And I had something I'd like to share with you from one of our sponsors. We have a sponsor here at RBN called SFR that provides more power to your automobile. SFR has been the leader in extreme pressure technologies for over 20 years. SFR manufactures fuel additive products for automotive and industry to improve performance and extend equipment life. SFR will provide you with a free bottle when you purchase a bottle at regular price of $9.99. And it comes with a money-back guarantee, even on shipping. So call 1-888-873-7371. That number again is 888-873-7371. What are you waiting for? All right. We have Don from Oregon, and we want to go back to talk with him and pick up where we left off at the break. You still with us, Don?
Yeah, I'm here. But I'm in Eastern Oregon, not in Western Oregon.
Well, tell me the distinction, because I wasn't aware that there was one.
Where do you live, if I might? Well, okay, never mind. That's none of my
I live in the Southern Appalachian Mountains.
Okay, imagine a distinction between West Virginia and Virginia.
Oh, well, you know, I always said that Virginia lost the best part of themselves when they broke West Virginia. Have you ever been there? It's beautiful.
That's what's going to happen to Western Oregon when they keep up acting the way that they are.
Yeah.
They're going to lose the best part.
Tell me, you know, we were talking earlier about this whole idea that the government and the media wants us to be, they want us to walk around thinking that we're superior and that the Arabs are jealous of us because of our freedom, and that's why they're perpetrating all of this violence and aggression against us. Tell me, what is the sense in Oregon where you are? Do you hear any, I call it anti-Semitism because Arabs are Semites too, so, but do you ever encounter language like that, hostility and racism?
Absolutely, especially where I happen to be right now. First of all, let me preface something here. What you're speaking in reference to as far as the machinations of the evil that is prevalent within the media and the various political structures,
mm-hmm.
is not nothing new. It's something very, very ancient, very old, and I don't even need to go into the esoterics of it, but I'm sure I've only listened to you for about 4 hours in the last 2 days. I apologize, but my mornings are occupied with, unlike Mr. Herzog, with certain other responsibilities that takes me away from the phone and the computer, so to say. But at any rate, with respect to the fact that this is an ongoing ploy that manifested itself quite well between let's say the early part of the 20th century and the middle of the 20th century via the nexus of the National Education Association and the various methods of the Tavistock Institute and the Frankfurt School of dumbing downness, that's my term now, we became an ignorant society over a three-generation period, basically, and we're experiencing the fruits of their ploy at this point. And indeed, the whole globe, the world is, as a unit of sentient human beings. And excuse me, but I term our nefesh as being a part of that we are. You know, the distinction between not just the ego and the flesh, but also the other part of us that continues on. That our Creator knows very well, with which is, you know, manifest our destiny. That said, the sentient aspect of the common man on the ground in the part of Oregon that I'm in is very narrow in its perspective, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
That's a generality, but I think it's a pretty fair consensus. There may be a few. I don't necessarily see them in the great Harney County area. And again, let me assert this. Harney County is the ninth largest county in the United States, per se, the territorial geographical description of what used to be America. That is to say that it's 10,128 square miles with a mass density, population mass density of only 7,400 people. That's pretty much right around one person per square mile. But they're mostly concentrated in the city, in the township of Burns and Hines, Oregon, which is only about 3,500, 4,000 people strong, and diminishing rather rapidly. That is, unless the federal government and the state government can figure out another machination for increasing the revenues here, because they're about tapped out. The mills are closed.
Hey, Don, do they hate you because you're free as well?
You would have loved to have seen what occurred last week. But at any rate, I won't even get into that.
One thing I wanted to comment on, that you said, you mentioned the ego, and I don't think that what's going on now could proliferate without people succumbing to their ego. And by that I mean, well, you know, the whole arrogance surrounding, well, I'm an American and I'm special and I'm different than everyone else in the world. It's that mindset that feeds the ego. It sets up the American people to be able to ingest this kind of thinking that, well, they hate us because we're free and bless God, we've got to show them and set them straight. And this is ignorance. It's hypocrisy. It's ignorance. But as you said, it feeds the ego.
And it was well understood by one, especially by one Colonel Rollins Reese, who was invited over by the Rockefeller Foundation to establish the foundation for the NEA at a time when the transition between a non-warring mind and a warring mind was being exploited via the First World War and verging into the Second World War. And that bolstered that, quote, ego. It fed to it. It led it down that path, and then it kindled it, it fired it up, and then it supplanted it with misinformation, disinformation, facilitation, et cetera, et al, ad nauseum. And you're right, it's an ego thing. Point being, God bless the Sufis, case in point, because, you know, I really love what little I understand of them, but what work they've been doing to try to, you know, devolve that bent between the masculine, the feminine gender, and, you know, let's put an ego in between it, and, you know, this was how things have to be, as opposed to, well, wait a minute, you know, they don't necessarily have to be that way, and let's step back and look at this, and let's
be
rational.
Don, let me stop you, okay? This is a great topic for my show today, but we're way overdue to cover a completely different topic.
I'm sorry,
okay. But hey, I welcome you to call in because my entire show is going to be on that very aspect, Don.
All right, and I will have some things to discuss with you.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate your call in, and so does Nadia, I'm sure.
And I'm
Thank
glad
you.
That Nadia has you on. I'm glad.
I'm going to make her return the favor here, and she's going to come on my show.
Thank you, Nadia.
Well, you're welcome. I can rest well tonight knowing that things are okay in Eastern Oregon because you're there, Don.
Oh, hey. Till I die. Till I die.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Don's a good listener. He's supplied me with just a plethora of information. Matter of fact, I'm going to spend my whole show on it today. Lots to learn. But at any rate, yeah, we got a little off topic there. With Don can get pretty deep with his his metaphors and so forth. At any rate, where were we? Now we were. I wanted to make a mention. We were going to talk a little bit about they hate us because we're free, Nadia.
Right. Well,
okay.
You know, we were talking about just some hard facts about demographics in the Middle East. And you know, when you have a significant population of young people growing up in poverty, have limited education and employment opportunities, then they are inculcated with a religion that fosters an atmosphere of violence and aggression. All you have to do is pick up a Quran and you can read the mandates of the religion, which is to kill the infidel. But there are so many Muslims that you would characterize as moderate who wouldn't advocate that. They say, well, we just want to live a life. We just want to have children and have a family and have a job and go on about our life. And it is a small minority that sort of taints Islam for everyone else. However, they're growing up in an atmosphere that they feel where there's little hope for change. And when someone comes along and offers them an opportunity to have a voice for change, albeit it's, you know, rioting, violence, suicide bombing, whatever, that's why that atmosphere fosters that kind of activity, because it's the environment they're growing up in. Somebody comes along and puts Nikes on their feet, food in their belly, and a gun in their hand, and they're getting a purpose for living or purpose for dying, whichever way you want to look at it.
So there is an insurgency then. See, my definition of insurgency was that it was just the occupied Iraqi country that the people, the citizens were standing up and fighting back because they don't want to be occupied. But I would assume then that there is a certain level of insurgency because people throughout the Middle East actually, they hate the United States, but they don't really hate the people. They hate the administration, and they don't hate us because we're free. They hate us because we won't get out.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I'd like to suggest that we would – respond in like manner if someone showed up at our door with an M16 and forced us out or blew up, our towns and cities. We would put up a fight. That's what we did over 200 years ago when British soldiers came over here and began antagonizing the colonists. We didn't like it then. We wouldn't like it now.
No, I'm sure you've seen clips, and I have. I've been horrified to watch them kick the doors in of just normal families, and a family of four or five would come out, and you could see that. I mean, the children were just absolutely terrified. And come out with the fear of their life in their eyes, the little girl, maybe 8-9 years old, crying. And, it's an atrocity because you have to, we went in there on a lie to begin with, a perpetuation of lies. We're
That's
still
right.
there. We're occupying this country. And George Bush has the blatant audacity to get up in front of at the time, a terrified American public, because we hadn't finished reeling from what happened, and says that they hate us because we're free. And what's really even more insulting than that, in their weird, warped little world, and I'm talking about the world of the elite, the Illuminati, call them what you will, Nadia, but when he said the terrorists hate us because we're free, he wasn't lying in his demented mind, because the terrorists are the elite, and he knows that. Just like that, have you ever seen the speech when he stood up and he says, our enemy cannot find, consistently tries to find ways to harm the American people, and so do we? Have you seen that one?
I mean, no, to tell you the truth, Michael, whenever he comes on television, I can't quite stomach it. I have to change the channel, and I'm being very honest, yeah.
Yeah, so. the last speech I saw him make was a State of the Union address a couple of years ago, and I got to the point after going down the journalistic rabbit hole and doing my investigation when I woke up from my slumber that, speaking of waking up, I think I am, that I would
not It's about
not
time.
Only, yes, I haven't even had coffee yet. And he would. I got to the point where I could tell when he was lying. I could tell when he was about to lie. I could tell his body language. What he did when he lied, and that's how I can read this guy like a book. There are certain giveaways that George Bush has, just like a nervous twitch when he's going to lie, and there's a smirk that he gets on his face because he's basically sending a signal out to his fellow elitists that, well, it looks like we got away with another one, and it's just disgusting,
right.
Especially for the people that are awakened. So, they hate us because they're free. He's correct. The terrorists hate us because we're free, but we've got to substitute the elite for the terrorists because that's of whom he is speaking.
Yeah, and it's just sad. It's to think that so many millions of American people bought into the lie, and that there's so many supporters. I mean, I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, "All you Bush supporters out there, are you embarrassed yet?" I wanted to flag the guy down and give him a kudos because it's just amazing to me. I heard a woman a few months ago say at a dinner party, well, I don't know why everybody's so upset. I think he's doing a great job. And, of course, I just don't engage in conversations when someone starts off like that because I know it's not going to go anywhere. Their mind is closed, They have the mindset.
But Nadia, I mean, why not engage that and say, because I would. See, this is how I get kicked out of restaurants. I would say, well, define great. Expound on that just a little bit. Just like that woman.
Well, I know what they're saying, Michael. They're saying, well, he's rallying the country. He's unifying America under the banner of patriotism. And if you remember, there were more flags, more stickers, more bumper stickers, more pins of the American flag that were sold right after 9/11, this enormous surge of patriotism that I've never seen in my lifetime. And it, in a sense, it was a mockery of what true patriotism is.
Yes, and you can rest assured that they were all behind closed doors, and I'm talking about the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission. They were all behind closed doors laughing their hind end off at us because they think we're so stupid. And that's what really galls me, is that the faction of American people that are awake, and there's many of us out there, the RBN listeners, your listeners, and by the way, I want to tell your listeners, I'm inviting you on to my show, and I would welcome them to tune in. We haven't really specified a date yet, but all of us out there that are awake, we are absolutely galled at the audacity of these people to try to continue to perpetuate these ridiculous lies on us. And the frustration is that up to this point we've been unable to do anything about it. And take that a step further, Nadia. But, you know, I read a clip the other day that Bush made a statement in front of the press that Putin had said he had to step down next year, but he may be the prime minister, and what they thought about him losing power. So they asked George Bush about him losing power, and he said he had the same thoughts, insinuating the possibility that he may not step down from power. And any other false flag event that happens, or any major catastrophe throughout the world after some of this draconian legislation that he's shoved through, would cause him to not lose power, and we cannot afford to do that. We have to get this man out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree, and I'll tell you, I wanted to share this at some point in the next few months, but that I've had a strong sense of something happening around the week of the 13th of October of this year. And call it false flag operation, another major event as we saw at the World Trade Center, something that, and when I shared it with my closest friend, she said, well, you know, that's just before the election. And of course, I started feeling this well over a year ago, and I didn't even think about it, the fact that it was just before the elections. And I said, oh my God, you know what? We may not get a chance to eat.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
And we're back. Yeah, I want to apologize to my listeners. I cut it too close there with the music, but just wanted to reiterate, Michael, that sense that I've had Are other people feeling this? Have you heard anyone else talk about this?
Absolutely. I've had a couple of people, associates of mine, journalists and so forth, writer, talk show hosts that have, I mean, these people are, well, spiritual discerners, if you will, and they have said that they have a feeling. There's also, and I don't take a lot of stock in this because I've never delved into it, Nadia, but there's a lot of numerologists out there that predict the same thing. And so, you know, you just have to be vigilant. You have to keep your eyes open. And again, you know, all of the listening audience, I'm sure your listening audience as well, we're all awake. We all are attuned to what's going on around us. And you have to, because when you wake up to this and you realize the atrocities that they're pulling on a consistent basis, it elevates your consciousness to a point where you can sense, you can, you become a lot more spiritually aware as well as cognitively aware. And, you know, I would not rule that out, because George Bush, I mean, you know, absolute power corrupts, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. This man is in power. We know he's a dimwit, but he's in a position of the illusion of power because his strings are being pulled. However, that does not disregard the fact that he does not want to lose it because of his elevation of grandeur and his self-esteem, just by virtue of the fact that he feels that he is a Führer, if you will.
Yeah, my caller on Monday, I believe it was, referred to him as Air Bush.
And that's about right, too. What's dangerous about this is that this man is delusional mentally. There's no question about that. If you've watched him, if you've dissected any or analyzed any of his speech or psychoanalyzed any of his talk, he really does think that he has power. And he really does think that he is the decider. Now, this is delusional. And for some of the draconian legislation that this man has pushed through that has literally stripped us, Americans, of our Bill of Rights and caused us to be in a position, the audacity, the mere statement of they hate us because we're free is an absolute slap in the face to anybody that has any critical thinking ability whatsoever, Nadia.
Well, that's true, and I'll tell you, the Arabs are very astute. They're well-read. They know history. Many of them are, I would say per capita, if you will, more and better educated than most Americans that I know. And they love to read. They keep up with the current events, and there's always lively debate in Arab circles about politics. So they know what's going on, and they can see the writing on the wall. And I think some of them feel a little bit like they got the short end of the deal, because they just happen to be citizens of a region that has been focused on simply because they have oil, and we want their oil.
Right. Let me ask you a question, Nadia, because you're of Arab descent. You're half Arab, I believe.
And Lebanese, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so back, remember shortly after 9/11, and I can recall there was actually a business owner that was assassinated shortly after 9/11 because of the fear and the paranoia of the American people, and as time has gone on, that feeling seems to have waned. The American people seem to have forgotten about that. Do you still experience that kind of prejudice?
I do, and we'll have to carry this at another time, Mike.
Pleasure coming on, dear.
For coming up. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer